1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. After Donald Trump was convicted Thursday on all counts in his hush money trial, ABC News pollsters were busy on Friday and Saturday and reported on Sunday.
Half the country thinks it was the verdict was right, and almost half thinks he should drop out. Tells you something about the political damage or the potential damage that Trump faces. Most Republicans are backing Trump, but it was striking to me in this poll to see about 1 in 6, 16% of Republicans say that this verdict was correct and say he should drop out. Those are big, big numbers.
ABC News political director Rick Klein. Trying to keep the price of crude oil high to finance its war in Ukraine, Russia, Saudi Arabia, and the OPEC cartel voted to extend existing production cuts into next year. No one in custody in Akron, Ohio, in the wake of a shooting at a large outdoor party. One person was killed, 24 wounded and injured. Houston area Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee announced Sunday night she has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. This is ABC News. Live Nation confirmed a massive data breach by a criminal threat actor that tried to sell customer details of more than half a billion people on the dark web.
It doesn't appear that passwords were compromised, but if you have a Ticketmaster account, experts recommend changing your password as a precaution, using two-factor authentication, and never share your personal or financial information with online solicitors.
ABC's Alexis Christophorus. Around Seattle, they call him the Beltdown Hellcat. His name is Miles Hudson, and he's accused of racing his souped-up Dodge Charger through downtown Seattle in the middle of the night.
I actually woke up in the middle of the night thinking it was gunshots until I realized, oh, it's, you know, Miles Hudson and his Charger.
Resident Chris Allen, the city of Seattle is suing Hudson, say he owes over $80,000 in traffic and noise tickets. In April, a municipal judge ordered him to stop driving. We see how that worked out. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a surefire savings tip for the next time you have to buy a car. The move? Getting pre-approved for an auto loan from your bank or credit union before you head to the dealership. If your credit score is reasonable, your bank is probably going to pre-approve your loan. And bonus, this puts you in the driver's seat when you're talking about a car loan from the dealership. Car dealers love to try to get you to take a more expensive loan or a longer loan. That makes them more money, you know? But when you walk in with a pre-approved loan, they will usually work to offer you an even better rate than the bank. That's what happened to me. And my car, which I am paying off at a bragworthy 2.4% interest rate, is proof that this approach works. For more tips on saving more and spending less, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Couldn't give you reason.
to think, I don't feel anything. Then my brain takes over, 'cause the ties to my heart and wires kickstart electricity flows like blood, and it's running through my rusty veins. I know it's corroding, but I can't feel it stay.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. coming and the men can't hold her.
On Civic Media, we are local music, kicking off Max Inc. Sunday night with a double dip of new music from The Handsome Stranger. That song is called Pusher, Exit Interview before that. Both of the songs are from their debut album called A Mix of Sun and Clouds. They're out of Appleton, Wisconsin, a three-piece featuring Ian Gilmore on vocals and guitar, Andy McNair on bass, and Aaron Vandermas on drums. Check them out, Handsome Stranger, from Appleton. Happy Sunday evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Sunday Night. I am Jimmy Kay. Thanks for tuning in across the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming up this hour, we've got music from Alex White and Friends. We'll do some Betsy Ade and the Well-Known Strangers, and the latest from Jonathan Millionaire. Plus, I have all the details about the next Max Inc. concert series that's happening at the Gamma Ray Bar on June 14th. Next hour, we're going to check in with Terry Barr and hear Barr Notes at 8 o'clock. It's the debut of the Indie Rock 45 show with Shane Christopher Neal out of Ontario, Canada. At 9 is the encore performance of Live in the Lair from last night with Brian Bethke. It was fantastic. And at 10 o'clock is Max Inc. Heavy. M. Shell has a conversation with Milwaukee's very own Buster Daisy. But first, let's kick off this Sunday night with some music from Lady Bird and End of the World. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Only heartbroken. is the days when loving someone was so easy. Tired eyes in the dashboard's glow. Puts it in to drive and starts for home.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always